I'd like to have you turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2, and I want to go back just a little bit from the program yesterday. I know I'm taking a lot of time here, but these things come to my mind and to my heart, and I feel they're relevant to our situation, and so I want to go back. I do not wish to be misunderstood. Yesterday, I told you that the Bible says here that we are living stones and that Jesus is a living stone. He is the foundation, and we are built upon that foundation, put together in a body, as Paul explains it, as living stones. Now, I made this suggestion that by the use of this example, the Lord Jesus Christ knows and recognizes that every stone is of a little different shape. No two stones are alike unless, of course, you make them that way. Now, you can take a stone and you can trim it and you can chip it and grind it or whatever they do to various stones and you can make them look alike. But if you look real closely on the inside, you'd probably find that they're not really just alike. No two stones are exactly alike, even as no two people are exactly alike, and or as no two snowflakes are exactly alike. So he uses that expression, and I say that in the church today, we're making the mistake, I think, of trying to fit everybody and make them all do and look the same, and it is hurting our Bible-believing independent churches because people have preferences, and they try to make everybody fall in line with their preferences. Now, I don't want to be misunderstood. I believe in standards. I believe men ought to dress like men. I believe women ought to dress like women. I believe the long hair on men is a shame, like the Apostle Paul says. I certainly frown upon and even become nauseated when I see earrings in men's ears and that kind of thing. I want you to know that I'm not backing up. I want you to know that I'm not compromising. I'm not saying that one Christian can live wrong and get by with it, and another Christian has to live right. I'm not saying that. I'm saying within the right, there are those of us who are different, and we make a sad mistake when we try to make everybody fit into our little mold and be shaped just exactly like we are. And that's splitting our churches today. I see it everywhere I go, and somebody doesn't like something that is done. It does not suit their preference, and so they start a rumor in the church that we need a new pastor because he did this or that or the other. And it isn't long until that passes from one to another and becomes a bunch of lies, and then a poor pastor is crucified by a portion of the congregation and has to leave. Now, sometimes pastors are guilty of these kind of things. They do not show any tolerance whatsoever to the preference of an individual in the church. And therefore, they get into the pulpit, and they will preach against that thing. Oh, man, they'll just lay it out, and their mind is on that person. Well, to me, that is unethical preaching. And in the first place, you should never preach. If you are a preacher listening to me, you should never preach to an individual. You witness to individuals, but you never preach from the pulpit in a church to individuals. You say, why, preacher? Simply because if you're not man enough to go talk to them yourself, then you're not good enough to preach to them from the pulpit. Another reason is, while you're preaching to them, you're letting the rest of the sheep go unfed. And so it's hurting our churches today. And when I begin to see that in these scriptures, I thought, well, maybe I'd better say something about it. I'm talking about within the realm of the right, the righteous. Within the realm of that which is good, we cannot fit every person in our own little mold. We are shaped differently, and we must learn some tolerance. Not tolerance of evil, no, please don't misunderstand me. We should never tolerate evil. We should be holy as our Father which is in heaven is holy, and His holiness will not tolerate evil of any kind. Now you get that down straight. I am not preaching that we are to tolerate evil. And certainly, I'm not preaching that we are to tolerate evil in our churches in order to get members. And that's what's going on today. We're letting people come, some churches are, into our churches that live like the devil. And because they've got money or because we want numbers, we take them in. One pastor will take another member in that has torn up a church and lied and done everything that's wrong, and come over to another independent Bible-believing church, and he'll join and smile, and the pastor will smile and take him in and not realize that he's just taking in more trouble without asking the other pastor about him or that kind of thing. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying we're not to be tolerant to people's evil, but we're to be tolerant to people's good that doesn't quite fit our own particular preference. That's what I'm saying. And that's what we've run into in the church, and it hurts. It hurts terribly. It creates hard feelings, and it makes people upset and mad. And young Christians who are still on the milk of the Word will get disturbed about it and sometimes leave the church and never go again. Now, I'm going to change the subject so I can get off of that and get into the rest of these scriptures. And by doing that, I've taken my time today, but I want to look into verse 5. Ye as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. Now, we'll get more fully into this on the next program. But we are built up stones that are not exactly alike. You know, it wouldn't do for all of us to be exactly alike. Some of us have one talent, some of us have another talent. It would be foolish for me to be an automobile mechanic. That would be the joke of the century. All I know about an automobile is that it's got a cruise control and power steering. And if it's got that, why? And I know how to drive it and got license. And that's about all I care about. But I can sing a little bit. I have a little talent to sing. And I do preach. Not the best preacher in the world, but I preach, and I can preach, and I believe I can get the point across. And so there are different kinds of stones in this house. But we are built up a spiritual house, not a house that argues against one another, not a house that this stone don't like it because that stone's not his shape, but we are built up a spiritual house. Now that spiritual house, of course, is the church, and the expression of what the church ought to be, a spiritual house. When you walk in a church door, you ought not to feel like you've walked into a refrigerator. You ought to feel like you've walked into the warmth of the very presence of a precious, eternal, heavenly Father. We'll pick up there tomorrow. Be on hand. Tell somebody else about the program.